Wakey, wakey, my plaything. Are you still alive in that webbing of mine? One moment, my sweet. Let me get a good look at you. Don't squirm too much. I don't want to cut you. Well, well. You're still alive. Mommy is surprised with you, dear. She didn't think you'd last this long. You've done so well for Mommy, haven't you, sweetie? I'm proud of you. When I first caught you, I thought you would have given up once my venom worked its way through your body. It'd be a shame to waste you now. No, 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 shh. Shh. Don't struggle against me now. Mommy's got something special for you. You don't want to disappoint me now, do you? Not since you've been doing so well. Good. There's a reason that I kept you from my little spiderlings. Why I tied you up in this space and kept you safe. It's because I wanted to play with you. It's been so long since someone like you had managed to enter my woods. I didn't want to just spoil you for my babies to eat. How could Mommy do that? There. That's better, isn't it? No more struggling. No more fighting. Just you and me together. You're all mine now. Mommy's gonna have you all to herself. I'm gonna take away all your worries and consume you. I said I didn't want to spoil you, but you must have guessed it would come eventually. I've been waiting so long for you to awaken, and frankly, I'm tired of waiting. Mommy is so very, very hungry. Isn't this what you wanted? To give in and be with me? To be with Mommy? This is the best way to do that. No. No, the webs. Hold still. Hold still. Ah. There. My. You managed to break free. Enjoy it while it lasts. You won't get far in your weakened state. Especially not after those few bites. I'll give you a few shots of my venom. You'll begin to feel the effects soon. But go ahead. Run along. Mommy will find you later. I can wait for my dinner. Told you that you couldn't run away from Mommy. By now, the venom is beginning to work its way through your veins. It's much stronger than the venom I gave you before. It's only a matter of time before I find you again. I can feel the vibrations through all the webs in my cave. That's right. I always know where you are. My babies don't even need to tell me. Every step you take tells me where you go. I just have to wait until your strength fades away, and then I will find you and drain you down to the last drop. I can taste it now. You'll fill me up for so long. I won't need to feed for months. Probably wondering why it's so hard to move, so hard to fight, your fingers beginning to tingle, and your feet beginning to ache. That's my venom working its way through you, shutting your body down slowly. I didn't want it to end so quickly. It's so much stronger than last time, getting harder and harder to lift your feet, isn't it? Such a struggle to just raise your arms and move my webs out of the way. Will you even try now? Knowing every time you touch and pull at my webs, I can feel it. The more you try and resist and run away, the closer I will get to you. You don't need to be scared, though. You can feel it, taste it in the air. You're terrified, aren't you? Lost in these dark caves, no idea how to get out, just trying to get away to escape me. But why do you want to fight me off? Didn't you want to be with Mommy forever? I can make it quick, and I can make it feel so nice and warm before you get to rest. Now stop all of this fighting. Just stay where you are. I will find you, and we can be together forever. Oh, you've still got a little bit of fight in you. That's fine. Mommy likes to chase her prey. Do you feel it getting stronger? Your ears starting to ring, your hands tingling more? Do your feet feel like they're made of stone? I can feel my webs beneath your feet, telling me everything. You're getting sluggish now, baby. Soon you won't even be able to walk straight, not even be able to close your grip. Any moment now, you're going to go limp, and I'm going to bring you back to my cave. There you go. Your leg's starting to go stiff now. Head feeling heavy. Good. It's almost over. I'll come get you soon. That's it. You don't need to resist anymore. You're just gonna make it worse for yourself. Listen to my voice. Let it slip into your mind. Let it be the only thing you can focus on. That's it. You don't need to resist anymore. You're just going to make it worse for yourself. Listen to my voice. Let it slip into your mind. Let it be the only thing you can focus on. The tingling finding its way up to your shoulders now, making you feel like your arms are going to fall off, maybe. Are your hips going numb? Is your stomach beginning to ache? It won't be long before the venom reaches your chest, reaches your brain, and then it will feel so good, baby. Mommy promises. I'll make sure I'm the last thing you see before it all goes away. Got you. Come. Let's go somewhere more private for dinner. This is so much better, isn't it? I've always liked this part of the cave. The way the moon shines in the cracks. It's like a princess's tower, waiting for her Prince Charming to come and fetch her. But no one's coming to fetch you. No one needs to. Because you don't want to leave, do you? You don't even need the webs to hold you now. You can just lay there, limp, your skin turning paler and paler by the second. You must be getting colder now. By now, the venom has worked its way into your body properly. Your hands and feet cold and numb, your shoulders loose, your knees heavy. We spiders like to let our prey squirm a little bit as our venom does its work. Some of us hold you down and drink you right up then and there. Others will keep you squirming as we consume you. I like a bit of both. I like to keep my prey alive so that I can see who they really are. See how long they'll last. You certainly didn't disappoint me. Even as the venom works its way into your chest, I can see you breathing rapidly, your eyes darting all over the place. Feel my hands gently smoothing across your chest. I can feel your heartbeat pumping slower and slower as the venom gets stronger. There's a tingle when I brush my claws against your skin. My warm breath against your neck. Even my voice must make your ears tingle. Every tone and pop rumble in your senses. Don't you think it feels nice? You should just last long enough for this. Look at the moon. Good. Good, now look back at me. See my eyes glow just like this. Just like the moon's. I bet you never noticed that before. Maybe you just didn't want to. Just look at me, baby. Look into mommy's eyes. Shh, that's it. Let the venom work its way into your mind. That's it. No more struggling now. You've put up such a fight. You've made mommy very hungry. You don't want me to go hungry, do you? Oh, my little babies. No. No, no. That would be just cruel, wouldn't it? Yes. Just keep looking to my eyes. My glistening golden eyes. Let all your strength fade away. Give me all your strength and I will keep you here. Let me hold you in my hand. Do my hands feel warm? Your skin is getting so cold. The life slowly slipping away from you. It's okay, baby. Mommy is here. Mommy is gonna make you feel warm again soon. Just tell me that you want this. Tell me that you want to be with me forever, and I will take this all away. Good. You've made me so happy. You're going to keep me so full and happy for a long time. I knew you wouldn't fight for too long. Now mommy can reward you. I'll be so gentle. There we go. That didn't hurt so bad, did it? In a few moments, you can go to sleep and mommy will feed on you. I can drink all of the pain away and you can rest for as long as you like. But before you go, let me have a simple kiss. I want the last thing you see is my face glowing in the moonlight, my warm lips against your cold ones. It'll be such a nice thing to think of. About as you slip away. Thank you. You've made mommy so happy. Now let the venom do its work. It's almost done. Your world is fading away. There won't be anything left but the pain for me to consume. Now I can enjoy my dinner in the moonlight. Good night.